Jack Wallets joins us on Sports Byline. He's a longtime fisherman who set out to explore the Deep Bond Angler's Harbor for water and the creatures that really depend on it for life. And along the way, he discovered a book's worth of experiences and stories. Jack, what is it that makes fishing such a unique, and I want to say sport, it's hobby as well, it's recreation, but what makes it so unique?
Well, I think, Ron, that really what makes it unique is the fact that it can be whatever people want it to be, but yet there's so many things that are common to all of us who are anglers. There's a multitude of waters all across our country. There's many different species. There's all kinds of skill levels among people, and it's a way for us to get out and get in touch with nature, but also to sort of capitalize and do some things that get, I think, our competitive juices going. There's a lot of competition in fishing.
I might point out that Jack has written a wonderful book. It's called The Common Angler, A Celebration of Fishing, and is so much more than just a book about fishing. It explores friendships, family, the psychology of competition, coping with the challenges life throws our way, and our relationship with the environment, all against the backdrop of the sport of fishing. I've never quite understood, because I haven't done very much fishing, what the lure of fishing really is. Can you help me out here?
Well, every time you go to the water, it's an opportunity to solve a puzzle. You have different species that behave in different ways, that feed in different manners. They live in different ecosystems, even though they're in the water. They respond differently. And so it's up to the angler to figure out each day what is going to be the best way to put fish in the boat or on their line. And it's just a great way for people to kind of get in touch again with nature and figure out one of nature's great puzzles.
You have been a passionate angler ever since you went on that first fishing trip at the age of five, and you have been quoted as saying that this is the thing I was born to be. How does one know that early in their life?
Well, you know, I think for a lot of us, something happened once when we were young. I call it a spark. I think that, you know, it is something that it's hard to explain. It's something that, you know, there was some satisfaction of catching a fish, and that spark then would fan into a flame and catch and glow and become a more of a smoldering ember. It's just, I think, a great opportunity for people to say, I want to do that again. That spark, I guess, it's our common denominator. It was lit by an experience that was too good to dismiss, and it stays warm, and every time we go to the water, it fans the flames again. So that's the best way I think I can describe it.
I always like to ask my friends who are NASCAR drivers, tell me about the very first car you drove, and you can hear the spirit in their voice and how much that meant to them. Let me turn it around a little bit with you. Tell me about that first fish you caught.
Well, it was a bluegill, you know, one of the most common species. I think it's in every state in our country and in Canada and in Mexico, and it's just a hand-sized fish that is not terribly difficult to catch. And so it's a good thing for kids to get their sort of fishing legs under them because you can catch bluegills. So I remember seeing the bluegills in a school swarming around a rock in a pond and dropping my bait in, and I could watch the fish respond to it and see how they sort of nosed up to it and tentatively tested to see if it was good, and then they would bite a little more and bite, and then they would take the bobber down. And so those kinds of experiences are just vivid. And again, that's that little ember that it was sparked that fans the flames. Even today, many, many, many years later, when I'm catching fish that are far more sporting than just a little old bluegill, but for many, the bluegill was the entry drug, if you will, for a lot of us anglers.
You know as well as I do, Jack, that when it comes to the sport of golf, there are great golf stories that leave us laughing. And I think there is also great fishing stories, the ones that got away and that sort of thing. And in this book, you talk about some of the funnier ones. Share a couple with us.
Well, I've had all kinds of experiences. I once actually, this isn't one that got away. This was one that could have cost me dearly. I actually snagged my hand to a lure that was snagged to the bottom of the lake. And I'm in my boat alone and became a little bit concerned about how I was going to actually get out of this predicament. So there I am. My hand is hanging over the side of the boat. The boat wants to drift away with the wind, and my hand is snagged in a treble hook that was also snagged to the bottom of the lake. So you have things like that. And, of course, we all have stories about, you know, big fish that really disappointed us. you know, it's just I'm a competitive angler myself. I fish not only for fun, but I also fish in tournament situations. So those fish can cost you hundreds and thousands of dollars. And that's even more frustrating, if you know what I mean.
Correct me if I'm wrong about this statement, but I think one of the things that fishing allows people who participate to do is to reflect, because there's so much downtime until maybe there's some action. Is there something special about that ability to be able to reflect while you're fishing?
Yeah, I think so. I spend a lot of time actually just fishing solo, and I enjoy that. I love fishing with friends, but I also like going out solo because that gives you time to sort of clear your head, to focus only on the task at hand. You don't have to worry about, you know, politics. You don't have to worry about religion. You don't have to worry about what's going on at the office. You can just go have fun and get in touch with nature. I think there's a lot of art involved in fishing. I write in the book that fishing is grace and balance and beauty and shape and color. And it's presented in realism and surrealism and impressionism and even cubism. And it's form and substance in the movement of the angler's choice, I think. And so I really do think that fishing is a very reflective activity for people who really want to sort of stop and smell the roses, if you will.
What makes sport fishing so exhilarating?
I think it's that moment when you realize that something that you have done has inspired an animal, a wild animal, to respond favorably to what you've done. So you presented a lure, and you put that lure in the right place at the right time, in the right situation, and the fish said, yes, I'm going to eat that. And so it's that moment when you realize you have got a bite, and then you pull back and you set the hook, and then the fight is on. And then that's only half of it. Then you still have to get that fish in the net, in the boat, on shore, wherever. And so it's there's a lot of different challenges every single time you go to the water, and every single time, every single circumstance when you encounter a fish.
We got about 90 seconds left, but I know in any athlete in any sport, they're always looking for that perfect moment. They call it being in the zone and everything. Have you had one of those moments? Have you had a perfect effort, something that you'll never, ever forget?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, and it's vivid in my mind. I remember a day on Presque Isle Bay off Erie, Pennsylvania, in Lake Erie, when I caught 70 largemouth bass in an eight-hour day, and it was just one right after another, and they were all big, nice, fat ones, and it was just, I was in the zone. I had a chance to talk to Wade Boggs, the baseball player, about fishing one time. He says bass anglers can get in the zone. I was in the zone just as anybody could be. It was just a fabulous experience.
In about 45 seconds, what would you like people to take away from this book, The Common Angler?
Well, I think that if you want to know why people fish, not how to fish. This isn't a how-to book by any stretch. This is a book about why people fish. That's my attempt. I think when you're done, and I've been told by people who have read the book that when they were done, Now they know why Uncle Joe or Aunt Mary or their cousin Larry, why they were so smitten by fishing. And that's that. I think then I've achieved my goal.
Jack, congratulations on this book. It's a fascinating subject told in a very fascinating way. Congratulations. You're welcome back here on Sports Byline anytime.
Well, thank you, Ron. I appreciate that.
Again, Jack Wolitz has joined us. He's a longtime fisherman. He set out to explore the deep bond the anglers have between the water and the creatures that live in it. And the name of his book, I urge you to check it out. It's called The Common Angler, A Celebration of Fishing, and is so much more than just a book about fishing, as you heard him say. It tells more about the whole mindset about getting out there and doing something you love. We continue on Sports Byline.